Good night, everybody.
Happy Monday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, McCoy Nation, and a brand new crop of outlaws. Welcome to Ungoverned, coming to you live from the great red, deep, amazing state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV in black and white. Why? Because it's the most annoying time of the year. And there's pride flags a-waving and people aren't shaving. I don't know. I hate it. I hate this month. It's a terrible month because Marxists have ruined this month. But we got a little footage from Philadelphia. For those of you who were with us last year for the first show of June, you remember we did the whole show in black and white. It's not your computer. There's nothing wrong on our end. We did the whole show in black and white to protest Pride Month. No colors today. First weekday, first business day, show day in Pride Month. So we will be switching back out to color, though. In just a minute, because today's show is too important. Obviously, it's our first live show since the verdict, which we were able to break live, which was, as the kids would say, hella crazy, right? Look at Brennan. Hella. It was hella crazy, right? You saw it was cray cray, right? Hella cray cray. What? You're only 3 years younger than me.
I don't say those things.
You say all sorts of crazy stuff. Yeah.
No, I speak Brennanese.
Yeah, you speak Brennanese.
Yeah.
Raise your brightness. You raise me up. Josh Groban over here. Oh, it's great. All right, first live show back from when the verdict came out, which we were able to break. Jeremy called in. Everybody was here. We had a Mo sighting that day, which is cool. It says, guess we're going to Oz in a few. Yes, quiet one, okay. Yes, Wizard of Oz reference. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog. He died like a dog, too, okay? We have a lot to get to today. Obviously, the Trump verdict. We'll be talking a lot about that in the first half of the show. Allergies are going crazy. I've got a beautiful cup of tea. I've got some water. We are all set, ready to go today. Donald Trump raised $200 million. That's a lot of money. Would you say that's a lot of money? $200 million in both big and small money donations.
It's Trump change.
It's Trump change, not Trump change. It's Trump change. In the wake of the verdict. I'm going to break that down because I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. Does the verdict help him? Does the verdict hurt him? Or is it somewhere in the middle there? We'll get to it. I'm going to weigh both sides for you today. Again, you know me, right? And I can be annoying with this sometimes. I am not somebody who will blow smoke up the rear end, right? We don't do smoke up the rear end. We don't do that. I'm not going to come here and tell you all the time what you want to hear. I like to tell you what I believe is true. So there may be chest beaters and pom-pom wavers out there who may be right about the verdict. I want to play it a little bit closer to the middle today so we could be a little more realistic about what this verdict means. Although I will say, I have already moved off of my position that I was in on Friday, where I thought really the verdict ultimately was going to hurt Donald Trump. I'm not too sure of that anymore. The reaction and the backlash that this verdict is getting from folks who are not necessarily Trump defenders or supporters has me thinking maybe we're on to something, that this may actually help him more than it hurts him. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into all that in just a little bit. So we got that. Listen, I got to ask the chat a question. All right. The chat hopefully will... We'll answer this one affirmatively. It's a or answer this one correctly. It's a question that I've asked the chat many, many times on this show. How do we know, us on our side, that what we are doing is effective? How do we know what we're doing is effective, whether it's nicknames, messaging, platform issues? How do we know, Brennan, do you know the answer to this? How do we know what we're doing is effective based on what? It's based on how the left is reacting, right? If the left is freaking out about something, as the chat is saying, as the left is freaking out about something, if they're freaking out about something that we're doing, it means we're probably doing something right. Billy Currington, right? Remember Billy Currington? Must be doing something right, right? That's us. When you see the left freaking out about Donald Trump using the term bloodbath, he what? Must be doing something right. That's it. Billy Currington comes into play. It's the Billy Currington theory. If the left is freaking out about something that we're doing something correctly. That's the truth, okay? That's the truth. Joe Biden did veto the crypto bill, by the way. That is true. D's Nuts 2023 points out. Very good. I see the chat starting to kind of convert a little bit more to pro-crypto. It's pretty nice. And some people may not be totally sold. It's cool. So we have the left's reaction to this new outlaw theme. And I got to give credit to the great Dan Bongino. He tweeted it on Thursday night. Brennan, we were sitting down, right? Thursday night last week.
Yeah.
And I saw Dan Bongino's outlaw president tweet. And I said, this is it. This is it. This is what I want. And then Brennan goes, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. And I said, oh my gosh, this is it times two. This town ain't big enough. It's not big enough for the two of us. Is my piece of grass, by the way, still on that table, Brennan? Yes. Yeah, I'm going to need that in just a second. So we have the left's reaction to the outlaw verdict or the outlaw branding, the new outlaw branding, which is really funny. Of course, the left had a problem with lock her up. Remember when the left, when Hillary Clinton and the Trump supporters were chanting lock her up about Hillary Clinton, they had a, oh, he's going to imprison his political opponents. Now they're saying, we should lock up Donald Trump. He should go to jail. Some more hypocrisy there. From the left, Dr. Fauci, you lied. Oh, yeah. How about Marjorie Taylor Greene? He's like, Mr. Fauci, girl, don't even play. The left had a hard time with that because she didn't address him as doctor. But we have some stunning admissions from Mr. Fauci that we'll talk about. Illegal alien, bad hombre in New York City. This would be Queens. Shot and injured two New York Police Department officers. And the left versus the left, folks. Cannibalism theory, boomerang theory. It all comes back. It all comes back to bite them in the end. How about the anti-Israel protesters who are on the left and the pride protesters who are on the left not getting along in the city of brotherly love? I love all of that. It's great. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Folks, thank you so much for being here. Hit the thumbs up button. We are going to switch right now in 3, 2, 1 to Living Color. There we go. As we will not let the left take all of the color and all the nice things away from us. So we are here today on this Monday, the third day of June, first show day in this horrible, annoying month of quote-unquote Pride Month, even though they have like 200-something days out of the year where the left apparently gets to wave their flags. I don't know. When is Straight Month? Do we have a Straight Month? I don't think so.
They'll say the rest of the year is straight.
Yeah, even though the calendar is dominated by LGBT quote-unquote holidays. So we'll get to all that cool stuff and more. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our good friends over at OFP Farms. We love Oscar, Foxtrot, Papa Farms. And by the way, folks, I got to say, now that Donald Trump is an outlaw, now that that's going to be his new brand, all right, the new way. Did you guys know about OFP Farms? They have the outlaw soap.
And
they're an outlaw beard balm too, isn't it? Right? It's called the outlaw. So they have a whole outlaw line of things. And now we're voting for the outlaw president. It's the rise of the outlaw president. You people on the left, let me. Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? What'd he say? If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is the Obi-Wan theory. The more you hit Trump, the stronger he gets. It's possible that that's what's going on now, especially with this outlaw thing. I think this is an incredible way to brand it. And the left hates it. That's why I want to keep going with it. But I want to talk to you about OFP Farms. They don't just have soap, folks, but I would encourage you to look at the Outlaw line. OFP Farms is also a family-owned and operated patriotic America First goat farm that provides quality goat milk products for everyday use. Now, the OFP family is currently honoring fathers with an exquisite custom Father's Day gift set that's both thoughtful as well as luxurious. And here are some of the reasons, the biggest reasons, the best reasons, the most highly respected reasons, you know what I'm talking about, why OFP Farms stands out in creating the best gift sets on the market. OFP Farms is known for using high-quality products in their gift sets, ensuring that the recipient receives items that are both luxurious and meaningful. OFP Farms pays attention to every detail in their gift sets, from the packaging to the presentation, ensuring that each gift feels special and thoughtfully curated. With thousands of five-star reviews, OFP Farms has a proven track record of satisfying customers and exceeding expectations with their gift sets, and they have and they add all the time, an amazing personal touch. They understand the importance of honoring the special people in your life, and their gift sets are designed to convey thoughtfulness and appreciation to the recipient. Now, OFP Farms, and everybody is aware of the multitude of options available for Father's Day, but each purchase brings them joy and gratitude for the customers who consistently support OFP Farms and their mission. Please visit OFPFarms.com. That is Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms.com. Use the promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, for 15% off of your entire purchase. That is OFPFarms.com, OFPFarms.com, OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA for 15% off. OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA for 15% off. And we also have the LFA TV website. The store, ladies and gentlemen, is down for the month. They are rebuilding the store. It will be back. It will be better than ever, like the Hess truck. The Hess truck's back, and it's better than ever. The LFA TV store is back, and it is better than ever, believe it or not. And I have to tell you, you better believe it. The LFA TV store is down for the month, but if you'd like to support LFA TV without buying something in the store, you can always click on the donate button on the website. You click on lfatv.us, go to the website, click on the donate button, and you will see the ability to donate to support Jeremy Harrell and LFA TV right here on the site. That's lfatv.us. That donate button is right there for you. lfatv.us. Click on the donate button, or you can go do that at jeremyharrell.com, I believe, /donate, lfatv.us as well. We appreciate that. And the store will be back next month. So, unfortunately, if you didn't get your flannels, you can't tag me on social media and say, I do it better. And by the way, there's a new look that I have now. We don't even deal with that. We may make that a mainstay on this show. It might be outlaw time. We might do outlaw look from this point forward on the show. I don't know. We're going to have to ask the chat. We'll see how the chat reacts to the outlaw Trump video. So we're going to get to all that. Folks, it has been an unbelievable week. Just a quick one. Brennan and I went to Talladega, boys, raise up the whiskey in your glass, right? Eric Church, Talladega, great venue, the International Motorsports Hall of Fame building, an amazing event on Friday night in Talladega. I got a chance to have some fun over there. We were walking around, working the room a little bit, kind of sitting down at people's tables. They didn't know what was going on. And then I was introduced on stage. You may have seen some guy in a cowboy hat acting like Donald Trump. Here he is. And we had a great time. John Rich played a whole musical set. Cowboy Troy was there. It was so, I play chicken with a train, play chicken with a train, train. I love it. It's great. It was such a good time. And John puts on a great show. Cowboy Troy is always fun on there. Melanie Collier, shout out to her. Amazing, amazing job. What a great event. Steve Hobbs, just an amazing event out there. So that's where we were on Friday. Brennan and I took a picture. If you're on the Farish Media email list, you see the picture Brennan and I took in front of one of Dale Earnhardt's cars. It looks like it should be on the cover of a magazine, folks. Southern Living magazine. We're just up there. We look like a bunch of cowgirl couple going on there. Outlaw in our cow suits. So we had such a good time this weekend. It was a great time. And it all started because Dan Bongino decided to say that Donald Trump is the outlaw president. He says, I'm voting for the outlaw, right? And I was in Dan's chat a little bit this morning after 4 amazing hours on WPHT. I said, let's see what Dan Bongino's up to. I know he had like 200,000 streaming the other day. And so I think he's bringing out the outlaw shirt. There's going to be an outlaw. I'm voting for the outlaw t-shirt, which obviously we're going to have to get our hands on. I was so excited to see him tweet that and say, this is going to be an idea that runs. It was shared, and he put it on his radio show right away. So I want to show you what I'm talking about. If any of you have not seen the outlaw Trump video, because the conviction could be something that we panic about, or it could be something that we kind of embrace as a means of saying, hey, we're right about this, right? The justice system, the deep state, you know, the big G, the government, they're coming after you. They're the little G. Big G is God. Little G is government. They're coming after you, right? They're coming after us. They're coming after all of us. Deb in the chat says F-A-F-O. Well, the Democrats are F-A-ing, right? They're F-A. They're F-ing around. Now it's time for us to help them find out how bad they messed up, right? Because what is the chart, right? This is the F around line, and this is the F around, and this is the find out line. And so if you go up to here, you find out how much I have to F around to find out how much I want to find out. Let's show the Democrats how much they really want to find out, right, in November. So we could panic about the conviction, or, and I don't think panicking is good in any situation, we could understand that there is a potential downside, because there is, Or we could embrace it and we could spin it on them. And we could say, Donald Trump, no, convicted felon. You guys can call him that all you want. I'm calling him an outlaw. You outlawed being a political opponent of the regime when you convicted Donald Trump in a rigged Stalinist show trial in New York. You outlawed me. You outlawed you, the audience. You outlawed anybody who supports Donald Trump and speaks against the regime. And we have the Joe Biden tweet to prove it. But before we get to that, I want to show you, let's laugh a little bit about this, right? Let's laugh a little bit about this. When Hillary Clinton called us deplorables, did we sit there and go, oh, it's not fair? No, we made names. We made brands off of it. We took the title and we breathed life into it. We turned it into a term of endearment among each other, right? Captain Deplorable. Everybody else, I'm a deplorable. I'm this, I'm that. We will spin this conviction the same way and have a good time with it. That's why Outlaw Trump is on the rise. This is the birth of the American outlaw, Donald Trump. And I had a little bit of fun with this. Thanks to Bongino, who not only shared this, but inspired this whole idea. Take a look at this video. And then you tell me, do you like this look? I think I like this look, this outlaw Trump look. Take a look at this one.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us, Crooked Joe. It's a tiny town. It's smaller than AOC's brain. She has a very low IQ, and we're taking our town back. Thanks to Fat Thunder Thighs, Twinkies Enthusiast, Alvin Bragg, I am now an outlaw. The greatest outlaw the world has ever seen. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Nobody thought it was possible. The fake news is saying Donald Trump is now a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. I call it Donnie and Clyde. Everything these people try doesn't work. It makes us stronger. They tried Russia. They tried the mugshot. I call it the Mona Lisa of mugshots. Nobody's ever seen a better mugshot before. It's incredible. And now they've turned me into an outlaw. We are going to go into the White House. We are going to look at Crooked Joe and say, you're fired. We're going to drag him out kicking and screaming. His diaper's going to be so full. Fake Dr. Jill doesn't know what the hell to do about it. And we are going to take back our country. 2024 is the year of the outlaw and the year of the outlaw president. Believe me.
So we had our little piece of, look at that. There it is. We're the outlaws, baby. That's it. We had it. This is the infamous piece of grass that's in there. We're talking with it like this. Why would I make a video? Oh, you shouldn't be celebrating a conviction. This is a really bad thing. Well, folks, I have to say, and I asked this question in chat, Brennan understood it, I understood, the chat understood, the way we know we're doing something right, Billy Currington theory, is when the left reacts and starts freaking out over it, right? They start freaking out over it. MAGA extremists, this, that, ultra MAGA, MAGA Republicans, right? I remember when Joe Biden held that speech, remember the one, the red background? MAGA Republicans are threatening the fabric and soul of our nation. What was the next thing that we did with the loud majority? The next day, we announced we have MAGA Republican t-shirts. Anything that these guys want to brand us that they think is bad, we're going to spin into a good thing. So now we're outlaws, okay? This is it. Donald Trump is the first outlaw president. And the reason why I want to keep rolling with that, not because of the video, not because it just sounds cool, but because, folks, this is the barometer. This is how we measure whether or not certain phrases, slogans, messages are effective. If the left hates it, we like it. Generally speaking, right? We don't want to go in absolutes, but generally speaking. So how do we know if the left hates it? Well, just go looking. Here's Salon.com. Trump is no outlaw, just a grubby, sad criminal. Oh, you don't want us to call him an outlaw? You don't want us to call Donald Trump an outlaw? No, we're going to do it now. Now I'm going to call him an outlaw even louder. Now I'm going to wear that everywhere I go. Do you guys like that look, by the way? Chat. You guys like that look? Should we rock that vest a lot? Shout out to our friend Donna DiBiase. She gifted me that vest back when I lived on Long Island. It came through. It's perfect. Folks. It looks really good. Okay? You guys like that look? Should we roll with that look on the show sometimes? Outlaw Day? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I can wear that hat because the headphones probably won't fit over it. But, hey, we'll see what happens. Okay? Yes, these guys like the look. They rock the look. Look at them. They're saying, rock that look. Look at that. Yes. Great outlaw look. Look at that. It's unanimous. It's like the verdict, except it wasn't rigged. All right? It's fair. Anyway, the left hates the term outlaw. They hate it. Look, they're telling him he's not an outlaw. Salon.com is telling us to stop using that terminology. Stop using that terminology. No, I think I'm going to continue. Just listen to this panic here. Trump wants to be Jesse James. First of all, I said Donnie Yinklad, not Jesse James. His felony conviction exposes him as a weak fraud, desperate to hide his real face. Oh. So you don't want me to call Donald Trump an outlaw. Well, thanks for telling me that what we're doing is effective, because that's how I'm going to refer to Donald Trump from this point all the way up until November 5th. He is the outlaw president, and I am voting for the outlaw. Are you voting for the outlaw? I'm voting for the outlaw. Now, I want to slow down now. I'm excited, okay? I want to slow down and talk about the positives and the negatives of this conviction, okay? Because there's a lot of pom-pom waving. There's a lot of chest beating. There's a lot of certainties being thrown around right now about how this is going to help Donald Trump. It's backfiring. We've heard it all. And I'm not here to say that that's not what's happening. I am here to show you, it's very important, the other side of this equation. Because there is new polling, and I'm not saying we have to trust it, but it is data, and we take the data in, and we talk about it, that doesn't look great for Donald Trump. Not head-to-head with Joe Biden, just the sentiment about should he still be campaigning, was it politically, motivated, all of these different things about the verdict. I maintain this. It is better for a candidate to run for office without having the label convicted felon attached to them. Objectively. Okay? Objectively, it is better for somebody running for office if they're not a convicted felon, okay? At 30,000 feet. Now, when you look a little closer into this Donald Trump verdict, into the whole felony charges and the convicted felon thing, if you look a little closer at it, and you see that the case was rigged, the judge was conflicted, the defense wasn't allowed to call expert witnesses, Donald Trump had a gag order, couldn't say anything, but the prosecution could say whatever they wanted. When you look closer at it, now you look at something that potentially you can look at and say, all right, maybe this will help him more than it will hurt him. Maybe Kayleigh McEnany, as much as she's lost the plot recently on several occasions and appearances on Fox, she said last week, look, everybody said January 6th was going to get him. It didn't. Everybody said the indictments were going to get him. It didn't. Everybody thought Russia was going to get him. It didn't. Now people are saying the conviction is going to get him. It didn't. It's not. You can't take this guy out if it's illegitimate. And I gotta be honest. I think even if something legitimately wrong happened with Donald Trump, people still would be behind him. That's how loyal his supporters are. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, at this point, you're looking at falsified business records. air quotes on that. Big time falsified. Big time air quotes. Falsified business records, right? Is that really what's going to be on? Is that going to shape anybody's decisions here? Look, you're in June, all right? And you may have some polling right now where people go, oh, wow, Donald Trump is a convicted felon. No, I'm not voting for him. But when they find out that what he was quote-unquote convicted of, they realize it doesn't matter. But here is the other indicator, right, than just polling. Let's look at numbers. Donald Trump raised $200 million over that since his conviction in a New York City court. Now, everyone was probably pointing there. They're all pointing at that going, see, it's helping him more than it's hurting him. Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. But those numbers would serve as evidence in favor of the idea that the conviction will help Trump politically more so than it will hurt him. How does it hurt him? Well, branding is one way it hurts him, right? The Democrats can continue to refer to him as a convicted felon, convicted felon, convicted felon. The mainstream media is going to do it. Print media outlets are going to do it. They're going to keep calling him a convicted felon. All right, eventually, that's probably going to turn some people away. Some people. However, is it going to bring more people into the fold? Well, those fundraising numbers may suggest that the answer is yes. So one of the big things about these fundraising numbers, 70 million, about a third, or just a bit over a third, of those donations came from small money donors. That was one of the indicators in 2016 that led people to believe that Donald Trump actually could win the 2016 election, because it's one thing to raise $200 million and you have 10 donations from people donating, you know, $20 million each, right? You get 10 really wealthy people, they donate to a super PAC, you have $200 million, $20 million a piece, but those are only 10 people donating, right? Instead, 70 million out of the 200 million came from small money donations, meaning people like you and me who are donating whatever they can. $50 here, $20 there, $100 there, $1,000 there, right? These are these small donations. On top of that, 30% around, I think it was like 29.7. Let's just call it 30% of those donations through WinRed were first-time donors. Now, that does not mean that those people are first-time voters. That means they are first-time donors. However, I do believe that a very large number of people now, based off of what I've seen, after this, I can't help it, I have to vote for Trump. I think there's a lot of that. I think we heard from members of the black community, right, that they're coming after him. The worst thing they could do is come after him. Watch this. This is that clip Matt Brown did in the Bronx. Remember this clip?
I was a lifelong Democrat. I voted Democrat. You Puerto Rican, you know, you're Spanish, you live in the hood, you're supposed to vote Democrat. But once you start waking up to, you know, the biggest mistake they did was mess with Trump, because that woke up a lot of people, a lot of people. And what they're doing now is waking up even more people. So it's, you would never guess all these people here for Trump. You would never see it before. You couldn't even see that in 2020. You wouldn't see it, but now you're seeing it. The worst thing they did is do what they do. What they're doing to him is it's just making it easier for us to go on the other side. What they're doing to us, the American people and the working class, you're making us go somewhere else. You're losing votes. I would never, ever, ever, ever vote for them ever again.
Never, ever, ever, ever. Girl, baby, girl. You tell Matt Brown you ain't ever, ever, ever voting for the Democrats again. No, but the point of what she said until she got, because she became a Bronx, sassy Puerto Rican.
I know, I love her.
All right? But we love her. I think she's great. All right? But the point of what she's saying is they started going after Trump. They weaponized the legal system against her, some people she knew, maybe not against her specifically, but the community, right? We've heard about how the legal system, the judicial system has been weaponized against minority communities. Now they're doing it to Trump. They call that street cred. I have a lot of street cred. You know, I could probably make the Bloods great again too, if you want to look at it. I can get peace between the Bloods and the Crips. I did it in the Middle East. It was a lot harder. No, this is serious. They're coming after him the same way they've come after so many people. And when they go after black people like this, they say it's systemic racism. Well, what are you going to say about Trump? I mean, he's like, well, he's not white, he's orange, I guess, but hey, right? The worst thing they could do is go after Trump. So there is this big sentiment now of rebellion. Push back against the government. Push back against the man. And why is that? Well, it turns out a lot of people don't like living in a country where the ruling party can decide to weaponize the judicial system against half the country. Because here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. The point isn't just that they're setting up Trump. The point isn't just that they're going after Trump and they're putting him through rigged trials in New York City. New York City still exists, right? After this whole thing. It's not like it was propped up for the trial and then it goes away. New York City is a place that is heavily Democrat, right? Heavily Democrat, heavily Marxist. Alvin Bragg won his election in 2021 with 87% of the vote. Kathy Hochul carried Manhattan in the 2022 gubernatorial election with upwards of 80% of the vote. New York City is a blue, deep blue area. Now, if they could do this to Trump, falsified business records, they could obscure legal theory, and boom, you're convicted of 34 counts, and they are felony counts, they could do it to you. Turns out people don't want to live with that hanging over their head. Turns out even some Democrats don't want to live with that hanging over their head, because once Republicans take power again, they could do it to them. And by the way, it's time to do it to them. I'm done. All right? Politico, here's Politico. Look at this one. Ours, Dan Bongino, and they call it Bullshitico, right? Lock her up chant rules Republican convention. Remember all the lock her up, lock her up. Remember Hillary Clinton's campaign? What Hillary Clinton said? What her campaign said? Quote, a crowd chanting lock her up is not what you expect to see at a rally. It's all dangerous. We cannot risk becoming inured to this kind of behavior. We can't tolerate it. We have to fight back. So when you chant lock her up about Hillary Clinton, no, that's bad. But when the left comes out and chants lock him up about Donald Trump, it's okay. You see the way they're looking at it? Turns out, Americans, whether you're a moderate, you're an independent, you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of people just don't want to have to worry about a judicial system being weaponized against them if the party who they oppose happens to be in power for a period of time. Now, I pointed something out and it went pretty viral on Instagram. It's been shared almost 4,000 times, this post. In 2016... Folks, what's one of my biggest inspirations? Why am I so fired up about politics? What was it that really fired me up and got me going? The chat, do you remember what that why moment was? What lit the fire under my rear end? Let's see if the chat can remember this. You know what it is. It's right there. Does the chat remember what my biggest passion was, what got me fired up, wanted to get my feet into this fight, the activism, podcasting, speaking the truth, getting all the messages out there? Let's see if the chat can remember this. We'll give them a chance to catch up. As we see, a lot of hellos going on in the chat. Let's see what the chat says here. It wasn't the mask or the vaccine. Let's see. Winky is saying a match lit my fire. Close. Space weather, no. Baseball, no. All right. So the answer to this question is Spygate. Okay? It was Spygate. Spygate is what got me going. So let's think about Spygate now. In 2016, what predicated Spygate? What was the basis for opening that counterintelligence operation against Donald Trump? It was the Steele dossier. Who paid for the Steele dossier? Let's walk through this one more time. Okay? Watch. Here we go. In 2016, Hillary Clinton and the DNC hired a law firm, Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie hired another firm, Fusion GPS, who hired Christopher Steele to compile a dossier with damaging, quote-unquote, information against Donald Trump. That information, that opposition research, was designed to damage Donald Trump ahead of the 2016 election, or as we would call it, influence or interfere in an election. But Hillary Clinton made those payments to lawyers, It was listed as legal expenses to Perkins Coie to fulfill that entire operation. All right? So if payments to lawyers to influence an election is a felony when Trump does it, then it has to be a felony when Hillary Clinton does it. But in this case, it's not. It's only a felony when Trump does it. It's not a felony when Hillary Clinton does it. And by the way, Hillary Clinton deleted evidence under federal subpoena, smashed her BlackBerries, wiped her server clean, BleachBit programs, the whole nine yards. But it's only a felony when Trump does it. No, I'm sorry. I don't like that. I think it's time to find a red state attorney general or a red jurisdiction district attorney and start doing to them what they did to Trump. Unless they feel these consequences, it will never stop. Jim Jordan, you want to write letters? Your letters better lead to action. Because I'm done with the, this is wrong. No. It is wrong. But they have to understand how wrong it is. They've got to find themselves in the crosshairs here. And so far, they haven't. This verdict is a sham. We know it's a sham. We know it. But the left is never, ever, ever going to stop until they feel these same pressures and consequences that they've levied against Donald Trump. Does that make sense? That schoolyard bully is going to continue pushing you around until you clock him in the jaw. If you decide not to swing and hit him in the jaw, you're going to continue to get picked on. And in this case, getting picked on in this country is having the judicial system weaponized against you where you can have your rights taken away. Completely and totally violated. All to serve a political purpose so the Democrats can remain in power. The country we live in now versus the country we woke up in on Thursday morning before this ridiculous verdict, it's a different place. The only way we can save it is if we do to them what they are doing to us. Oh, no one's doing it to you. It's just Donald Trump. You don't think they're going to come after anybody else? What about the January 6th political prisoners, which I was absurdly accused of abandoning by some dipstick? Oh, you don't have a... What, did I not have Tim Hale on the show a couple months ago? What are we talking about here? Right? I mean, that was just absurd. You think they're going to stop at Donald Trump? If Ron DeSantis was the nominee, they'd be going after him. Hell, if Chris Christie was the nominee, they'd be going after him. They'd be charging him for felonies for Bridgegate. You'd see it. Nobody is immune to the tyranny. The only way to stop it is for them to feel it. They've got to experience what Donald Trump just experienced. And I got news for you. These people are weak. They would wilt after 5 minutes of what Donald Trump has been put through. I'm voting for the outlaw in 2024. I think there's a certain element of the conviction that does hurt him. But I do think he is becoming a symbol of resistance. The left doesn't like that, since that was their term. He's becoming a martyr. And he's being vindicated right now. Everything he's been saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The government's not coming after him. They made up a crime and convicted him of it. And now he's facing potential jail time. And if you don't think they want to put him in jail, you're not paying attention. You underestimate them. Don't underestimate them. They want to put him in prison. I don't care. Oh, it's a first-time offense and it's a nonviolent. They want to put him in jail. If they do, this election is over. Nobody's going to stand for that. We'll see how polling and sentiments break out going forward. Now, let's move on to Fauci, because this is just... I gotta take a second to breathe here. Okay? Guys and gals, nothing makes me more upset than the Fauci contradictions, hypocrisy, and etc. Nothing makes me more upset about. In 2020, when COVID first hit, I was in New York. We were experiencing all the lockdowns and all the quote-unquote safety measures firsthand. I'm telling you right now, nothing gets me more upset than hearing that stupid little elf, and that's coming from me with ears that look like mine. Look, I'm an elf too, but I'm not stupid, okay? Nothing makes me more upset than seeing all the people fall in line, genuflecting in front of Anthony Fauci. We all said the guy was full of crap, and it turns out we were 100% right. Remember the 6 feet social distancing thing? Brennan, remember the 6 feet social distancing thing? Remember that?
Oh, I remember.
You remember all that?
I didn't do it, but I remember.
We had to do it in New York. You know, it was a whole thing.
Florida didn't care.
What was one of the things that the social distancing regulations, one of those things, you know, if you had a business, like a bar, a restaurant, a haircutting place, you couldn't be open because people generally were within 6 feet.
Yeah, you aren't close.
So you're hearing these regulations. You think maybe there's some sort of science behind it. No. Listen to what Anthony Fauci said, where this came from. He basically told you it came out of his ass. And it stunk as bad as if it would have came out of that little elf's ass. But let me show you what he said in front of Congress. Watch this.
Our transcript.
I don't want to be casting stones at the distortions of what was said in that. But, you know, there were a couple of things that come to mind. You know, one I'm sure is going to come up later is the issue of the 6 foot distance, and I made the statement that it just appeared, and that got taken at like, I don't know what's going on, it just appeared. It actually came from the CDC. The CDC was responsible for those kinds of guidelines for schools, not me. So when I said that it just appeared, it appeared. Was there any science behind it? What I meant by no science behind it is that there wasn't a controlled trial that said, compare 6 foot with 3 feet with 10 feet. So there wasn't that scientific evaluation of it. What I believe the CDC used for their reason to say 6 feet is that studies years ago showed that when you're dealing with droplets, which at the time that the CDC made that recommendation, it was felt that the transmission was primarily through droplet, not aerosol, which is incorrect because we know now aerosol does play a role. That's the reason why they did it. It had little to do with me since I didn't make the recommendation. And
Stop. Stop. You didn't make the recommendation? All right. What do we do on this show? We have receipts. Anthony, I didn't make the recommendation to do 6 feet. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to call bullshit on that. All right. Sorry. Whoops. I hate Anthony Fauci, folks. I'm calling BS. You didn't make the recommendation? You didn't make the recommendation. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Allergies, folks. Here we go. First, Politico. Fauci endorses national stay-at-home order. I just don't understand why we're not doing that. Okay, that's a stay-at-home order. That's not a 6 feet order, but we're getting close, right? We're getting warmer. Okay, here we go. Another one from AMA. Dr. Fauci outlines 5 ways to blunt the COVID-19 pandemic's resurgence. Let's see. Wear a mask consistently and correctly. What's next? Avoid crowds. Oh, stay 6 feet apart. Oh. Wearing masks and avoiding crowds are two keys to stopping COVID-19 spread, but even smaller gatherings can be a problem if physical distancing of 6 feet or more isn't observed. I thought he wasn't a part of those recommendations. Wait. There's more. Here's CBS News. Dr. Fauci says there's multiple different ways that say the same things. Physically separate, 6 feet away, 10 people in a crowd. Avoid any interaction like movies and sports events and theaters and things like that, even in areas where you're not having a big explosion of cases. To the best of your ability, do that, because this virus doesn't discriminate whether you're in a small town or in a relatively small, secluded area of the country. Fauci told me that he didn't recommend that. Meanwhile, we see a transcript right here where he did recommend that. But not only did Fauci recommend the physical distancing, not only did Fauci recommend the physical distancing, but the biggest crime of all here is the masking. Because you know what? It's pretty reasonable, right? To say, if you don't want to get sick, to stay out of large crowds, right? Anytime you go to a large gathering, you know, you're in an airport, you're at a movie, a concert, a Broadway show, whatever it is, a place where there's a lot of people, and you come home and you maybe feel a little run down. You go, I might have caught something. I was around a lot of people yesterday. That's pretty reasonable, right? But the mask thing was never reasonable. Ever. You know what my rule was with how the mask was going to work? If I could smell a fart, the virus can get through.
Well, and the mask carried other things.
Yes, the cloth mask and the blue one, the little surgical one. If I could smell Eric Swalwell rip one, it can't stop the virus. All right? And I did a lot of self-tests on that. I said, huh? I smell it. This ain't going to work. Okay? Here we go. But this is the biggest crime of them all. It's not just the masking, ladies and gentlemen. It's who he said needed to be masked. Now, we know that masks didn't work. We know that using a mask to stop this virus was like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. But it's the fact that now it is being admitted by Anthony Fauci that there was no science behind telling children to mask up in schools. None. And so this is just a point of personal privilege here. For those of you who've been following me for the last 3.5-4 years, since the Loud Majority started on Long Island, and by the way, they're having a huge rally this weekend. It looks like it's going to be massive, okay? Back into rally season. But for those of you who've been following me from then, you know how much we opposed mask mandates, right? I don't care if you want to wear one. If you're ugly, by all means, wear one. I don't want to see your ugly mug. Mandates were the problem. And we had cited parents that we were friends with, study after study after study, that says that physically and emotionally, children were being negatively affected by wearing that mask for 8 straight hours in school. Oh, they get a 5-minute mask break. Who cares? There was no science whatsoever that backed up the idea that became a mandate that children had to stay masked in schools. It did nothing to keep them safe. Nothing. Everybody who had to deal with, anybody who's a parent here, who had to deal with Anthony Fauci's bullcrap recommendations about, well, the kids have to wear the mask if they want to stay safe in the schools. All the school board people who said, we're just following the CDC and didn't ask any questions. Any of you idiots out there who confronted me at a school board meeting, say, oh, well, my kid is, I don't want my child to get sick. Well, you keep your kid home. Don't subject the rest of the school, the rest of the district to your stupidity. There was a lot of that went around. There was a lot of name calling, that we wanted kids to get sick, that we wanted teachers to get sick, that we were bioterrorists, that we were going to kill grandma, that we were, oh, it was all, everything. Anything you could think of, it was levied against us. It was thrown at us when we went to these school board meetings. And you know what? Again, we were right. Anthony Fauci admitted it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Fauci, he said it in testimony that his masks or his idea that children needed to be masked was not backed up by any science whatsoever. It just, you know, seemed like a good idea. If you are going to make children, if you're going to destroy the social development of children because of, I don't know, you know, it just feels like the right thing to do, I'm sorry, That's child abuse. You need to go to jail. This guy needs to be prosecuted. Somebody's got to find it within themselves to prosecute this evil, disgusting... I want to say so much more. But I don't, you know, I don't want to lose the thread here. There should be consequences for this guy. Consequences. Anthony Fauci testified he did not recall any supporting evidence for masking children. Fauci also testified that he was not aware of any evidence supporting the masking of children and that it's still, quote, up in the air whether mask wearing was associated with learning loss and speech development issues in children. Question, do you recall reviewing any studies or data supporting masking for children? His answer is, you know, I might have, Mitch, but I don't recall specifically that I did. I might have. You've had kids in these districts, in these schools, whose childhoods were marred and scarred by this evil, evil person. We were right again. To any idiots out there who decided to say, well, I'm following Fauci because he's an expert. You're an idiot. You're a moron. This guy's openly admitting now that there was nothing, absolutely nothing, backing up the idea that children should stay masked in schools because it keeps them safe. Fast forward 4 years. The same kids who didn't have a high school graduation are having their college commencements destroyed by the same people. The radical left. Now they're coming out, oh, free Palestine, and we're going to destroy the commencement. So he's the same Marxist that destroyed those same children's high school graduations 4 years ago. They're hell-bent on this place's destruction. It's so sick. Anthony Fauci should be thrown in jail. I'm not backing off of that. Or you want to lock up your political opponent? Well, now that you've guys made it normal, yeah, you know what? I do. I want to lock all you idiots up. I want to put Fauci in jail. I want to see him stuck in solitary confinement like they're doing to the January Sixers. It's what he deserves. Folks, I want to get to a word from our friends over at Ammo Squared. That's A-M-M-O Squared, AmmoSquared.com. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It was started in 2015, has over 30,000 customers across the entire country. Now, it's a unique way to invest in ammunition. You can buy low, you can dollar cost average over time, and then cash out when prices rise, or you can take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. There's no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees, and customers can even buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. Customers can buy less than a box and even less than a single round. Fractional rounds of ammo, like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes and then it is shippable. Now you get free shipping of all orders that value over $250. AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. We love Ammo Squared. It's a great way to never be caught without ammunition. You don't know where the hell things are going. Things are kind of getting a little scary out there. AmmoSquared.com. Stay stocked up on ammo. Set it and forget it. Kind of crock pot type of ammunition ordering. It's really cool. Quick story here. Again, you look at the border invasion. You look at all the issues that are plaguing this country. Do you think in 4 months, 5 months from now, right? You think 5 months from now, when you have illegals running around, killing people, shooting at cops, you know, it's way too painful to go through the checkout in a supermarket. The price at the gas pump is through the roof. Interest rates keep on moving in the wrong direction. The cost of living is moving in the wrong direction. Wages are not increasing at the same rate as inflation, so you are keeping less of your money. Do you think people really give a damn about Donald Trump's quote-unquote bookkeeping felonies? Absolutely not. NYPD officers were shot and injured by a Venezuelan illegal immigrant during a traffic stop in Queens. I guess he was just looking for a better life too. That's why we're voting for the outlaw, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're backing the outlaw president. Because while New York City, and I get this is a different jurisdiction, is focused on targeting Donald Trump, you have people who do not legally belong here shooting at police officers. You got people in Georgia, again, Lake and Riley, in Georgia. He's an illegal alien murdering a nursing student. While Fannie Willis, that fat, frumpy slob, decides, oh, Donald Trump is the real target. We don't care about the illegal alien bad hombre that's going out and killing college students. No, we don't care about that. We got to get the orange man. People are not going to care about falsified business records or hush money payments to porn stars that weren't even really felonies in 5 months. They're going to vote to fix this country and make it safer in 5 months. Last but not least, I love when I watch the left fight the left. It's always nice to get a little bit of popcorn, right? You sit down, you watch. It's the most annoying month of the year, right? Pride Month. And I love this one from MLB, by the way. Baseball is a game for everyone, unless you're Trevor Bauer. Then it's not a game for you, right? The guy who is not actually guilty, falsely accused. Now his accusers are being criminally charged. I get it. He's not the best teammate. There's locker room issues. The guy could pitch. Why is he not playing? Oh, he just so happens. He just so happens to be a Trump supporter, or at least he was. I don't know if he still is, but he posted about it in the past. No, I'm not going to hear about that. Not going to hear about that. Well, here's Philly Pride. This is tremendous. The left versus the left. Watch. So the Free Palestine people and the LGBTQIAP plus star, Fox, gray, orange, all the people. And Brennan totally missed that. That's a shame. It's all right. You'll hear it later. we don't have time. It's the LGBTQIAP plus Fox. Yeah, they apparently didn't let the Pride people go through in Philadelphia. Isn't that funny? I thought the anti-Israel people and the Pride people were friends. Queers for Palestine, right? Turns out no. I think it's great. Look at all the infighting on the left. I think it's tremendous. Anyway, we do it a lot. Republicans go at each other a lot sometimes. Yeah, the primary is kind of messy. It's Pride Month. I wonder how many more of these Pride marches are going to be disturbed by Free Palestine protesters. I can't wait to see it.
How fun.
Maybe the Pride protesters should go do these marches in Gaza. They could take a short flight off a tall building if they do. Yeah. The left versus the left. Love when they come around and the boomerang comes back and they start eating their own. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. We got Will Johnson coming up next for Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7, and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8. Folks, hit that thumbs up button. Great to be back live here on a Monday. Been up for a while today. We did 4 hours of radio in the morning on WPHT. We'll be doing that again Friday morning, Kale & Company, 1210 WPHT out of Philadelphia. It's going to be a lot of fun Friday morning as well. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Head over to farishmedia.com. Sign up for the email list. We had an email go out, this morning. Tons of new email subscribers after the Outlaw video went all over the place. Appreciate anybody who shared that with friends, sent it all over the place. If you could do the same thing with this show, give us 682,000 views on an episode. Fine, by all means. Let's do it. Thank you so much to everybody who shared that. Hope you all enjoyed it. And we will be rocking the outlaw look more going forward. Don't you worry about it. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernables. Thank you. Ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless us. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody have a fantastic rest of your day. Hit the thumbs up button before we leave. Make sure you share this with your friends before you go. Make sure you're following this channel before you go. Make sure that you're following us anywhere you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Search for Ungovern. Hit subscribe. It's totally free. Join our email list. That's totally free. We appreciate all the support we've gotten thus far and can't wait to keep rolling with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV, 5 p.m. Eastern. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Happy Monday. Great to be back. We'll see you tomorrow evening.